Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Both scientists and philosophers have been working toward creating a sustainable society. Professor of Applied Ethics at the Rochester Institute of Technology, Wade Robison, explores the ethical side of sustainability.
The idea of sustainability seems clear enough. We should make sure that we leave enough that future generations can meet their needs. But the idea is ethically loaded, and so unclear, in at least two ways. First, how can we be ethically obligated to those who do not yet exist? We have obligations to our fellow citizens, and we can determine which are compelling and which not. But future generations? Sustainability comes to mean that we are to leave enough for future generations, if there are any, and if they have a need for what we are now using, gas, for example. That formulation makes the idea far less compelling. In any event, we cannot determine what we ought to do now. Should we require that all corpses be incinerated so that future generations will not find prime real estate taken up with cemeteries? Among other things, to answer that question, we would need to know what future generations we are to consider. And the core idea of sustainability gives us no answer. Are we to consider the future needs of all sentient creation, as utilitarianism tells us, or only of all rational beings, as Kant tells us? Or are we to consider only humans, as Aristotle tells us? What we ought to do to build a sustainable world will vary enormously depending upon which of these different ethical landscapes we adopt. We would need an ethical argument to justify adopting one ethical landscape over the others, and we cannot give an ethical justification without appealing to one ethical theory over the others, and thus begging the question.
That was RIT's Wade Robison. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College. Back in-